Thank you, Robin. Our final set of news stories features a fish-eating spider and a printing blunder, but begin with a five-star food boost. A city care home has earned a five-star food safety certificate. Heathcote Care Home in Norwich's Golden Triangle, part of the Black Swan Care Group, was awarded this recognition following an inspection by the Food Standards Agency. Manager Sylvie Ames shared her pride over the achievement, saying, "The food we serve is such an important part of how we support our residents. We provide healthy and nutritious food, catering for all sorts of different dietary needs." She also spoke highly of her hardworking kitchen team, who ensure freshly prepared food, ample choice, and high-quality food safety and cleanliness. Apart from this culinary excellence, Heathcote Care Home also provides short-term and respite care and was shortlisted in the Team of the Year category at the Norfolk Care Awards 2024.
On an election night that was otherwise a good one for the Labour Party, there was perhaps one Norwich result it would rather forget. And in the latest issue of the City Council newsletter, it appears to have done just that. The upcoming edition of The Citizen contains a printing error, which states that Green Councillor Charlie Kane, who represents Mile Cross Ward, is a member of the Labour Party. Mr. Kane took Mile Cross from Labour at the local elections in one of two big wins for the Green Party, which also made gains in Wensum Ward. This is not the first time that Mr. Kane has become embroiled in a printing row after his own campaign material featured a small photograph of the Labour councillor Claire Kidman, whose party lodged an official complaint with election officials due to fears that voters would be misled. Norwich City Council has agreed to publish an apology to Mr. Kane on its social media pages next week and has described the error as a genuine mistake. The Citizen is delivered to all residents in the Norwich City Council area and is published on a seasonal basis. The autumn issue is also expected to include a correction and an apology.
The UK's largest spider that creates webs the size of a pizza is thriving at sites across the region. The Fenroth spider was brought back from the brink of extinction thanks to a successful breeding program, and there is now thousands across the region. Before 2010, the spider was incredibly rare, but it is now thriving at sites such as the Mid-Yare National Nature Reserve in Norfolk and at Castle Marshes and Carlton and Alton Marshes near Lowestoft, thanks to the program pioneered by Dr. Helen Smith. A striking ambush predator with a dark body and cream stripes down the side, it can have a leg span of up to 8 centimetres and a body the size of a small mouse. Ben Lewis, an RSPB warden at Sutton Fen, said the spiders flourish due to the sites providing a perfect habitat of grazed grassland and good quality ditches. Last year, a census at Strumshaw Fen counted 3,750 spiders at the reserve. As her name suggests, the spiders raft across the water without breaking the surface tension, eating a variety of prey such as dragonflies, other spiders, tadpoles, pond skaters, and even small fish. But Mr. Lewis says the scariest thing about the spiders is probably their size. "I've never heard of anyone being bitten by one," he said. "They won't have people fleeing from their bedrooms. They would only be in that good quality land, and I would be extremely surprised if anyone ever found one in their garden or pond." For anyone who would like to see one, he suggests going along to Strumshaw Fen and having a look in the ditches. The females have two broods, with the second usually coming out early to mid-September. The webs can be up to 25 centimetres across and the size of a regular pizza, and the egg sacs are the size of a marble.
A Norfolk actor has won a starring role in a forthcoming Norwich pantomime. Owen Evans, well known in Norfolk as part of the Nimmo Twins, is set to dazzle in the Norwich Theatre's Aladdin pantomime. Mr. Evans, with a background in many theatre productions, including the Royal Shakespeare Company, will be stepping into the role of the Dame from December 7th to January 5th. He said, "I've never done panto, and it's always looked like so much fun. Friends have often remarked how they think I would make a good dame, so now's my chance to give it a go. It's a little out of my comfort zone, but I'm really looking forward to learning new skills with the wonderful cast and production team. I love playing to a Norfolk audience and really look forward to giving kids their first theatrical experience and hopefully making them laugh."
Hundreds of people who poured into West End Street at the weekend to enjoy the street party have hailed its success and hope it becomes a yearly tradition. Local group When Some Neighbours worked with Norfolk County Council to close the road between 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Saturday. Businesses such as the Fat Cat and Lupa Pizza joined in the festivities with raffles offering a variety of prizes, such as vouchers and even a pint of milk. One of the organisers from When Some Neighbours, Belle Jones, said, "It's been such a joy. Everyone came together to make bunting, lend a hand, or picnic blanket or leaflet. It was such a lovely day and everyone had huge smiles. I think the general consensus is to make it a yearly tradition as everyone had such a good time." Joanne Lawsley is looking forward to the next event, adding, "Seeing so many people enjoying the closed street has been an absolute joy. I'd love to see more of this kind of thing." And Liam Calvert said, "It was perfect and I can't wait for the next one."
A recent surge in public spirit resulted in £1,500 being raised by supermarket shoppers for a community project. The money donated by customers at Tesco in Norwich will benefit the SOS Bus Norwich, a scheme that assists people during nighttime hours in the city centre whose well-being may be compromised. Belinda Buston, SOS Bus Development Manager, said, "We're extremely thankful that both Tesco and Groundwork have given us this very generous donation and that Tesco shoppers in Norwich have chosen us to receive the funds. We offer our assistance to anyone in Norwich City Centre on Friday and Saturday nights who needs it. And we're very grateful that this donation will allow us to continue operating as the SOS bus helps to prevent unnecessary A&E visits and ambulance call-outs and frees up police officers' time."
An annual charity bike adventure that has rekindled hope for Norfolk's church buildings will return in its 41st year. The widely celebrated Norfolk Churches Trust bike ride, which has raised more than £4 million over the past four decades, is set to return on Saturday, September the 14th. Participants have the convenience of cycling, running, walking, or even driving their selected routes in what may be described as an appreciation of Norfolk's rich cultural heritage. The Trust has stood as the vigilant protector of church buildings since its inception in 1976, including those within the Diocese of Norwich. A significant moment this year will be Right Reverend Ian Bishop's inaugural participation. He was ordained as Bishop of Thetford in September 2023 and reports having methodically planned a route to visit 19 churches between Wyndham and Attleborough. The registered individual who raises the most money will receive the Lord Lieutenant Certificate, and those visiting the most churches are signed onto the Wall of Fame. To participate in this year's ride, registration is available on the Norfolk Churches Trust website.
And I'm afraid that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We hope you found something in it to enjoy. As usual, we remind you that when you've finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over, pop in the memory stick, and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget, you do not have to pay any postage at all, because this postal service is free. And by the way, as some of our listeners are now using smart speaker devices such as Alexa, you might like to know that you can listen to Chatterbox using these. If you hadn't used the device before, say, "Alexa, enable talking newspaper skill." You can then say, "Alexa, play Chatterbox," or "Alexa, play Chatterbox Just Talk." Full instructions for enabling an Alexa are on the Chatterbox website under Other Ways of Listening.
Our thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who have produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorse, and the sound recordist was Simon Pitt. If you would like to let us know anything about the items you have heard about today, what you have enjoyed or not, as the case may be, you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there's no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also send us an email at contact@cbtn.org.uk. Please keep listening for the Norwich Citizen recording. And with that, we hope you have enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from me, Marianne.
And from me, John.
Goodbye.